So what are you afraid of? My guess is if we talk to the kids, their answers would respond or be something like the dark, being alone, right? Or being without mom or dad around. My guess is as we grow up and grow older, it's not as though those fears are no longer there. They're just different, aren't they? Perhaps in grade school, we've overcome our fear of the dark because we know probably there isn't anything there. But now we're afraid of what our grades are going to look like at the end of semester. Or perhaps we're a bit afraid of what others will think of us if they knew some of the things we do at home. For example, when I was a kid growing up, I liked to do model airplanes. I'm not quite sure how my friends would have taken that if they knew that's what I had done. But then we grow up even more, right? We get through school, and now we're in the workplace, and our fears change a little bit more, don't they? Now we might be afraid of sickness or illness or tragic accidents happening to us or even worse, our family, right? As we grow older, we perhaps fear the loss of income or the loss of a job. We fear death. But there's also those fears that stay the same, aren't they? Those fears of, well, what will someone else think if they knew me, like really knew me? Or what would someone else think of me if I opened my mouth and let them know what I thought? Or what would someone think of me if they knew I was a Christian? Perhaps that's not quite a big a deal, living in the South where we tend to be surrounded by believers. But at the same time, my guess is those fears have caused us to remain silent when we know we should have spoken up. And perhaps those fears have also caused us to speak up when we perhaps should have just kept our mouth shut. Some of those fears can be understood. I mean, after all, there is a reason we have fears here on earth, right? I mean, you look around us, and where do we live? We live in a world that's flawed. We live in a world that isn't running the way God intended when He created it thousands of years ago. Instead of perfection, now the world is dealing with sin. And so there are going to be difficult, scary things in the world that bring real fear to our hearts. Together with that, we live among flawed, sinful human beings, including you and me. Sinful human beings who aren't always going to have the right motives, the right desires. Flawed human beings who are going to struggle with their own sinful nature and say things that they perhaps don't mean, or say things they mean but should have kept their mouth shut. Means sinful human beings like you and me who are going to have to deal with the fear of being, of having those sins exposed to others. Fears are real, aren't they? And it's not something that we grow out of. It's not as though at some point in our life we're finally going to reach that point where we go, you know what? Not afraid anymore. But our fears tell us something about ourselves, don't they? I mean, what is fear really? It's being afraid that perhaps I don't have as much control over something as I thought I did. So I fear losing control. Fear is is that thing that makes me wonder whether things are really going to work out. And so I'm afraid of those things that I don't have control over because, man, if it does happen, what am I going to do and how is it going to work out? Ultimately, what fear exposes is a lack of trust in God, doesn't it? I mean, because finally, fear is saying, I'm afraid of something because I'm not sure God is going to work out this situation in a way that I'm comfortable with. Or fear is that reaction that says, when something happens, I'm not sure God is still in control or how God could possibly work this out for my good. Fear is that thing that comes boiling out when something happens and we don't think God is right or that what happened is wrong. Fear, man, plain and simple, is sin, isn't it? It's that lack of trust that God knows what's best, that God is going to keep his promises to us, that God can and will work out all things for our good, that God in love knows what's best for us, even when that makes no sense to our minds. We read about a few moments ago in our lesson from Luke about some people who were afraid, right? The shepherds, as they're out in the fields tending their flocks, suddenly angels appeared to them and were told they were terrified. Now that fear that was in the shepherd's heart wasn't because of a worry about wolves or bears or something else attacking their flock. It wasn't a fear that they might get sick or break their leg. It was a fear that terrified them to the very core because a heavenly being suddenly appeared to them. A heavenly being who was perfect and without sin. And the radiance of that perfection exposed them to their own sin. And the last thing they wanted to do was be in the presence of someone perfect and righteous, a divine messenger from God. And so what filled their hearts? Absolute terror. It's no wonder, time and time again, right, when you hear about angels appearing to people in the Bible, their reaction is terror. It's why angels, as God sends them on a special mission to give his people a special message, that often the first words out of their mouths are, don't be afraid. Because what a sinful human being does when confronted with a heavenly being is fear. Because what they see is how sinful they are compared to this sinless messenger. And so the angel's words to the shepherds are familiar, aren't they? Don't be afraid. I bring you good news. I'm not here to give you a message of doom and gloom. I'm not here to crush you on God's orders because of your sin, but I'm here to give you good news. A Savior has been born to you, Christ the Lord. The shepherds couldn't have heard any better news. The shepherds knew their sin, just like you and I know our sin. It's not as though we can finally get away and say, you know what, I was completely oblivious to the things that I had done wrong, to those sinful thoughts and attitudes and desires and motives I hold in my heart. And so for them to hear that finally, after thousands of years of hearing God's promises and wondering how God was going to keep those promises, an angel comes to them and says, look, God has kept his promise. The Savior that he has promised to Abraham and David and Moses, the Savior he promised to Adam and Eve has finally come. A Savior who's going to deal with every last one of your sin. And because that Savior has come, man, the angel's words were really true, weren't they? Don't be afraid. Because the Savior has come, you now have absolutely no reason to be afraid. Because that Savior who has come is going to live for you and do what you couldn't. He's going to live not only without fear, but he's going to live and keep all of God's commands perfectly in your place. He's going to give you what God demands and expects from you, perfection. He's going to give it to you and say that it is now yours. And then he's going to take that perfect life and he's going to crawl up on a cross and take every last one of your fears, every last one of your sins, every last time that you have failed to trust in your God. And he's going to claim them as his own. And then to show you that every last one of those sins was paid for, he's going to rise and proclaim his victory over sin and death and the devil and every last one of your fears so that you don't need to be afraid. That message the angels shared with the shepherds is the same message you and I need to hear. It's why we're here tonight, isn't it? To hear again that good news that angels proclaimed to shepherds, that you and I don't need to be afraid because a Savior has been born. A Savior who frees us from our sin. A Savior who, because of his work, says your sin is forgiven. And not only is your sin forgiven, but now as a child of God, you have a God who keeps his promises. A God who's with you every step of your journey here on earth. A God who promises that he'll never leave you or forsake you. A God who's with you always. A God who will take you to be with him and your Savior forever. So what is it you are afraid of? What is it when you think of that drives fear into your hearts? As you think of those things, remember the shepherd's message. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people, for you. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Don't be afraid. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond our understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.